Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
We will probably know by the end of the week. That's when President Trump says he'll name a Supreme Court nominee to replace the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg, moving quickly as outraged Democrats and focused attention on a handful of Republican senators who could derail the nomination, among them Utah Senator, former Governor Mitt Romney. Romney has been a vocal critic of Mr. Trump and was the only Republican who voted to convict during Trump's impeachment trial. How might Romney go this time? To find out, we spoke to Jason Perry, director of the Hinckley Institute of Politics at the University of Utah. Perry says so far, Romney has not given many clues.
All the political pundits are saying his statement about her death is going to tell us everything about what he's going to do. And it waited and waited. It finally came out. And the only thing it said was a nod to her time in office and his admiration for what she did as a jurist, but also in terms of her support for women in the court and shattering the glass ceilings. That was it. There was not a single word about what he might do as a next step.
So what do you think that means?
Well, I think that in typical fashion, he is going to be observing. He is going to wait. And I think he's going to take a position after he sees who that nominee is. This is something he's done through his entire time in office. Is he doesn't see that he is a foil to President Trump. He's not just a reliable vote either. He has charted his own path. And that's what he's talked to people in the state of Utah about as well. Is he'll call the balls, he'll call the strikes, but they're his own, not anyone else's.
But given his consistent criticism, his sharp criticism of Donald Trump at times, what does that mean for the Ginsburg replacement, do you think?
I think he's going to run it through a different political filter. One might say his decision is he supporting President Trump or not? Based on his time in office, I don't think that's the question that's going through his mind at all. This is independent of whether or not he is supporting President Trump. He's representing the state of Utah. And if you look back to 2016, in terms of the issues that Utahns thought were most important, there was the economy and there was the nominee for the United States Supreme Court. For Utahns, this was a serious consideration. That's what they wanted in the president. I think that's a big portion of why Utahns voted for President Trump at the time. There are issues of immigration, for example, religious freedom, abortion. There are these big items that Utahns were looking at the Supreme Court for. And even though there's some other items dealing with the pandemic that are higher on the list in Utah right now, I still think Mitt Romney is going to make a decision based on those factors. No one knows what's going to happen in this next election cycle. So you could have 4 years as a Republican in the White House again, or you can have decades of influence in this particular pick.
Is anyone using any particular kind of leverage on Romney that might be unusual here?
Not from the state of Utah. Not that I would say is unusual. I think the pressure that's interesting is what's coming from outside forces. People say he's sort of willing to take a shot at the president or not necessarily go along with the president. He may be one of those senators that is at play. But if he makes this decision, it's not going to be, in my mind, because it's what the president wants or doesn't want. It's going to be because Mitt Romney thinks that's what he should do. That is the interesting pressure. Is everyone saying, hey, you're one of the four that might go against the president, so we want you. I don't think that's as easy as that.
So given all this, which way do you think Romney's going to go? Take a vote, delay a vote?
I think he's going to take a vote. If I'm forced to say what I think he's going to do, I think that's the case. And I think it's mostly because he's looking at the impact over a longer period of time. He's looking at that filter more than any one particular political filter.
Jason Perry, director of the Hinckley Institute of Politics at the University of Utah, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR. Appreciate it.
Always glad to be with you.